Good morning. It is Wednesday, August the 7th, in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. It's the middle of the week. We're going to reach the summit, and then we're going to head back down the other side. And so as we summit this week, let's pray our prayer of consecration together. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, I fix my eyes on you. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sorry about that glitch in the matrix today. I got the prayer backed around in my mind. But I don't know, maybe that's a good thing. Sometimes grooves can become ruts, and that's what we don't want. We do want our praying and our prayers to be grooving channels in our hearts and our minds, our bodies even. But we don't want them to become mindless ruts. So sometimes you just have to wake up again, right? Our entry today is entitled, About Those Who Kick Against the Goads. Our text is Acts chapter 26, verses 12 through 18. Hear now the word of the Lord. On one of those journeys, I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. About noon, King Agrippa, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Then I asked, Who are you, Lord? I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, the Lord replied. Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen and will see of me. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. It never occurred to me before. Maybe I'm way off base, but today's text has me wondering. I think Paul had seen Jesus before his blinded by the light encounter. I'm talking about prior to his death and resurrection. Let me try to make the case. Number one, Jesus and Paul were probably in Jerusalem at the same time. Paul was a Jerusalem insider. Jesus was no stranger to Jerusalem. He typically drew crowds, and the crowds always included Pharisee onlookers. To be as against Jesus as Paul was, don't you think it would have required some direct experience of him? Paul did not come by his vehement opposition to Jesus secondhand. Number two, about this kicking against the goads reference. In the ancient world, a goad was a slender rod with a sharpened end. If a farmer was trying to move an ox, he would press the goad into the back end of the ox. The ox would kick against it, which would make it hurt even worse. Why would Jesus have used this reference? Something must have been going on between Paul and Jesus before. Number three, Jesus says Paul will be a witness of, quote, what you have seen and will see of me. So what had he seen? Clearly, he was not seeing Jesus on the Damascus Road. He saw a blinding light, which blinded him. And he heard a voice. Paul had seen Jesus before. All of this leads me to conclude the following. Perhaps Paul had been around Jesus before. My editor, Andrew Dragos, and dear friend, referenced me to a scholarly work which makes this case after he had read today's entry. You can see that link in today's email. Jesus had a profound effect on Paul. Paul resisted Jesus' influence to the point of diametrically opposing him. It's starting to sound strangely like another story in the Bible. Does the name Jonah ring a bell? So what difference does it make? So what? Let me attempt a connection. Often the people who have most resolutely set themselves against faith in Jesus Christ turn out to be some of his most powerful witnesses. Consider the persistent friendship between J.R.R. Tolkien and the former atheist C.S. Lewis. What if Tolkien had given up? It reminds me of a relationship that a friend of mine has with a longtime friend of his who is an avowed atheist. He's tried everything to witness to this friend about Jesus, and all to no avail. The deeper and more convincing witness is the way my friend has loved this intellectually bound atheist. He simply will not give up on him, despite the way he kicks against the goads. Remember, the Holy Spirit had been at work on Paul long before Paul had any notion of it. It's the same with people today. The Holy Spirit is at work in every person, witnessing to the reality of God, wooing faith into existence. Men and women everywhere are literally kicking at the goads. Anyone in your life like that? We never know when and where the next Apostle Paul or C.S. Lewis might emerge. Never give up. The prayer of transformation. Lord Jesus, I am your witness. I long to be like you, which means you must transform me from the inside out. So I welcome you in fullness into my inmost being, Jesus. And to that end, I receive your righteousness and release my sinfulness. I receive your wholeness and release my brokenness. I receive your fullness and release my emptiness. I receive your peace and release my anxiety. I receive your joy and release my despair. I receive your healing and release my sickness. I receive your love and release my selfishness. I receive your patience for those who are rejecting you. And I release my frustration and anger with them. Come, Holy Spirit, transform my heart, mind, soul, and strength. And let me, in fact, until I become your love, so that my consecration becomes your demonstration, that our lives become your sanctuary for the glory of God our Father. Amen. The journal prompts today. Anyone come to mind in your life who may be kicking at the goads as relates to faith in Jesus? Have you been tempted to give up on them? Does their persistent unbelief threaten your faith? And for our hymn today, we'll sing it at the end. We're going to sing Where He Leads Me. If you want to get your hymnal out, it's number 516. Where He Leads Me, 516. And I thought I might just take a brief program note here to alert you to what's coming on the wake-up call and to invite you to get ready for that. We're going to be wrapping up Acts here. We're on chapter, 26 this week. That means we have chapter 27 and 28, two more weeks ahead of us. Then we'll have a week interlude. It won't be an intermission. I'm happy to tell you, my dear friend and one of our favorites, Lo Alleman, is going to come in and lead us in a week of the wake-up call. That'll be the last week of August. And then the first week of September, we're going to begin a long journey through Exodus. We're going to Egypt, and we're going to meet Moses and Pharaoh and the armies of Pharaoh, and it's going to be amazing. We're going to walk out of slavery and into the wilderness en route to the promised land. And that's going to take us, 13, maybe 14 weeks. It's 40 chapters. So we'll be going at a pretty good pace. And that'll take us right up to Advent, where Mark Sorensen, our friend, will lead us through the four Sundays of Advent, every day of Advent, with a series that he calls The Wonder of It All. And we're actually inviting churches to jump on with us in Advent this year. You can see all that on seabed.com. But Exodus, how are we going to get ready? Okay. Start September 2nd, and I want you to get a journal. Now, let me say this. I've got a lot to say about all this today, don't I? On the last Monday night of August 26th, Monday night, August 26th, we're going to be doing our journaling workshop. So many of you registered in and said, I'd love to do it. Now, we haven't put the thing to register for it yet, but that's coming very soon. But just know, 26th, Monday night, last week of August, we're going to do a journaling workshop, be about an hour and a half. I'm looking forward to it. Dan Wilt's going to join me. And it's going to make the whole experience of journaling alongside the wake-up call even more meaningful. And so we are releasing. We actually have them in the seed house. We have our Exodus journal ready to ship to you. I want you to get one. Now, here's the deal. This is the deal I'm making you. It's a good one. If you buy one, I'm going to give you a second one, because I know you're already praying about who you're going to invite to join us for the Exodus journey. In the email today, you'll see a PS. There's a link to get the journal. There's a code called SOWEXODUS, S-O-W-E-X-O-D-U-S, and that's going to get you two journals for one for the same price. That means they're 50% off, okay? But you know, guys, we're not about selling. We're about sowing. We want to invite people into the journey with us, and Exodus is such a perfect place because so many people are finding themselves in places of slavery and wilderness. And we want to go to deliverance and promise. And that's what's going to happen. Okay. Thank you for bearing with me. And I know that's not the normal kind of comments I make after an entry today, but we're going to close out with song. You're on page 516. You've patiently held your thumb in the book. You're ready to sing all five verses. Are you ready? Where He Leads Me, 516. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow, follow me. I'll go with Him through the garden. I'll go with Him through the garden. I'll go with Him through the garden. I'll go with Him all the way. I'll go with Him through the judgment. I'll go with Him through the judgment. I'll go with Him through the judgment. I'll go with him all the way. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. And go with me all the way. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. I'll go with Him, all the way. Amen. Guys, we're going to go with Him all the way to Egypt, all the way through the Red Sea, through the Passover, through the plagues. We're going to go with Him through the wilderness. We're going to go with Him to Mount Sinai. We're going to go with Him all the way. I want us to, can we just start praying about, just go ahead and order those two books for one price today as an act of faith. And while you're waiting on them to arrive, you're praying about who you're going to give one to. That journal is going to be the invitation. It's just a great little handoff. And that's going to open up a new layer of relationship with that friend. Maybe it's that friend that's kicking against the goads. Who knows? Could be anybody. All right. One more bit. Hey, the Seedbed Resource Team. They're going to be in Lexington, South Carolina today through Friday. They're at Mount Horeb Church. It's our traveling seed house. Go by and see them. Meet the team. Get some seeds for sowing in your heart, home, church, and city. You can see all that in our email today. This has been a lot today. I know. You've been good. It's Wednesday. We're at the summit. We're ready to make our descent. I'll see you tomorrow. But before that, today, get your seeds. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.